Jazzy had mixed feelings. Ansel's older brother, Radley, was moving out after staying with them for 3 months. She'd enjoyed getting to know him, and Ansel had enjoyed having him around. But it would be nice to have the house to themselves again. And it's not like Radley was moving back to Wisconsin. He'd found an apartment in the same building where Donovan, his work supervisor, lived. He'd still pop in every weekend for the family Sunday meal, probably more often if he got hungry. As he stalked through the kitchen on his way upstairs, he stopped to sniff. "What's in the oven?" So much like his brother, a man who loved food. At 6'1", Radley wasn't as tall as Ansel, and his build was sinewy instead of pure muscle, but he was almost as good-looking, and he was more outgoing, making friends easily. "Beef enchiladas. I made an extra pan for you to take with you. You can keep the glass dish. You might need it." Radley came to give her a hug. "If I bring it back empty, will you fill it for me again?" Yep, he and Ansel had a few things in common. She waved him away. "Dream on, but you're always welcome to drop in." He gave her a quick kiss on the cheek before tromping up the steps. Inky and Marmalade chased after him. Her cats thought moving day was a new kind of entertainment. When Radley had come for her and Ansel's November wedding, he'd liked River Bluff so much, he left his family's dairy farm and started training at the furnace and air conditioning company where Thane worked. Thane was her sister Olivia's live-in boyfriend. The two had hit it off so well, he became a regular at Thane's Saturday night poker parties, along with Donovan and Walker, Thane's BFF. None of this set well with Bane, Ansel and Radley's oldest brother. Their dad was furious. When Radley called to tell Bane he'd signed a 1-year lease on an apartment here, Bane went ballistic. But what could he do about it? Radley didn't want to milk cows for the rest of his life. Jazzy glanced at the kitchen calendar. The time had flown so fast. She couldn't believe the day had come for Radley's move, February 12th, and 5 days after that, on the 17th, Franny's baby was due. She, Ansel, and Jared flipped houses together. Her cousin was so nervous about Franny's pregnancy, he walked on pins and porcupine quills. Every time his phone rang at the fixer-upper they were working on, he jumped for it. Ansel and Radley had taken bets on whether the baby would come before or after Jared handed the buyer the keys to the finished house. It was almost done, so Ansel, who'd bet on before, teased Franny to get busy and push the baby out. Franny was ready. Big and uncomfortable, she swore this would be their last kid. No more. A loud thunk came from the basement, and Ansel grunted. "Are you okay?" Jazzy went to the door to hold it open. "This bench isn't heavy. I thought I could manage it myself, but it's awkward." Jazzy went to grab an end and help him carry it up. She studied it and shook her head. "It's an old garden bench. I hope he paints it if he's using it in his living room." Ansel laughed. "I promised to help him sand it and give it a coat of glossy blue. Either that or he'd use it as is. My brother doesn't care too much about matching furniture."
"He loves our house."
She scanned the big open kitchen and sitting area they'd lovingly redone. Ansel followed her gaze, as proud of their house as she was. They'd remodeled it with entertaining in mind. "Why wouldn't he? But if my brother doesn't marry a woman with the gift of decorating, we'll be sitting on hodgepodge couches and chairs for a long time."
"I heard that," Radley called, coming to join them.
He set down the 2 wooden chairs he'd carted from the attic.
"And you're right."
He nodded to his brother. "Let me help you carry that to your van." Jazzy went to toss the salad she'd serve with the enchiladas. Glancing out the kitchen windows, she frowned at the white expanse of snow covering their backyard. When she and Ansel had tied the knot before Christmas, they'd intended to go on their honeymoon the first week of February, flying to some place tropical during the Midwest winter. But then Radley had moved in with them, and Jared's baby was due, so they'd decided they didn't want to leave. They'd figure out a time to honeymoon once everything settled down. Jazzy sighed. Life didn't always go according to plan.